Did you already finish it?
Oh.
What's up, I'm Jack.
And I'm Will.
And this is the Jow Experiment. Christmas edition.
Christmas edition.
Yes, we have a very special episode today. Nice. couple different things we want to try out. Something new. We're going to try different scenes, adding in some different... we're trying to make it to encapsulate everything that we've done so far in this season. So we're doing sniffing of objects, apparently.
It's a Christmas tree. It's real.
Yeah,
it is real. I just want everybody to understand that this is real.
It's a beautiful tree.
Better be. Cut it down.
Chop it down with bare hands.
To save the planet.
That's right.
From the trees.
So, a couple things we're going to be doing today. One, I'm going to show you how I made this coffee. Then we're going to come back to this, and then we're going to do an After Dark episode.
Check.
Build everything combined into one episode.
And we're going to keep an about face. And have complete tails.
Off to a great start.
Well, it's super late.
It is.
We've had a long night, I would say.
Before we get into that, let's roll the clips of me making the coffee.
Sure.
And we'll be right back. Wait, we gotta do that again.
Oh, wait, how
ready? We gotta do it at the same time. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Alright. So now I'm gonna show you how I make my coffee. So if you guys can remember back when we did the quarantine episode, I was on the other side of the camera filming Will making his Chemex. This time, we're switching it. So today, we're going to be brewing up one of my favorite Onyx single origins. This is the Ethiopia Baridi, one of my all-time favorites. I've had this one a couple times now. Every time they restock it, I always jump on it and buy one. So this has notes of hibiscus, strawberry, cocoa, guarapo, and juicy. So it's pretty good stuff. All right, so first thing I always do is I start my water. So I fill up my water kettle. That's already going in the background, just so we can have this all lined up with time. Once you have your water set, now we're gonna measure out our beans. So typically for me, I'm just making a full mug for myself. And we're not going to be making too much tonight anyways, so I'm going to do my normal amount. So first thing we're going to do, set something that we can weigh the beans with. So I just use this clear thing here. Make sure you tear your scale, set that to zero, like that. Crack open the coffee beans. Good stuff. Smells like heaven in a bag. All right, so now we're going to be shooting for 25 grams. And a little bit too much there, so we're gonna take some out. There we go, 25. Right on. Will's getting that crispy focus going. I like it. So there we go, 25, perfect. All right, so now we're gonna start to load them into our grinder here. I'm still using the same grinder I've been using for a long time. It's the 1Zpresso. I think Z series or K series, I forgot. I'll try to link it down below. It's my favorite hand grinder that I've had. It's great, works really good. Yeah, all right. So with this one, the downside with this is the hopper can only fill, you can only hold so many beans, so have a little bit extra. So I have to grind a little bit of this down and then add the rest in later. So here we go, grinding it up. All right, now we got some more room, so I'm gonna take that off, add in the rest there, like so, and grind the rest, and there we go, fully ground. All right, so next step is to get our filters loaded into our Porver system, and again, this is the Hario V60, so this is the V60 itself, and then they have the Hario decanter that you can have. Well, or if you want to, you can brew this right into a coffee mug. It's up to you. But I like to do it into this because once I have it brewed, I can swish it around and make sure everything's mixed in, you know, good. So here we go. So we're going to put a filter in like that, and now we're going to go get our water. So now we have our kettle with our water. When you're doing water, this one doesn't have a thermometer on it, but I like to do a right about 200 degrees. There's a debate about, you know, what's the best temperature for that, and it really depends on where your beans are coming from. But for me, when I do my V60, I like right around 200. So here we go. Now we're going to wet the filter. Just kind of prepping it. It also gets rid of the any paper taste that you might get from the filter. So we're going to let that drain through, and then I'm going to go pour out this water. So be right back. So now we can add our freshly ground coffee into the filter. Just give it a couple knocks to get all of it out. Close this up, set this aside, and here we go. So if you look in there, you'll be able to see the coffee beans. Now you can see it's not even. There's a lot of rough bumps and stuff. So just kind of shake it to get a flat bed there, and there you go. So that's what you want. All right, so now we're gonna go down to our scale here, tear it again, so it's at 0 grams. And my scale, what I love about this is it has a timer, so I know exactly, you know, how long I've been brewing for. So the goal is about 2 minutes for 400 grams of water. So we're gonna hit start for the timer, and we're gonna start to pour for the bloom here. So the bloom, we go to double the amount of grams of coffee beans. So if you remember, we did 25 grams of coffee beans, so we're looking for 50. If you go a little bit over, I went to 55, that's okay. Somewhere around that. And then what you do is you let that sit and bloom, and then once you get to 30 seconds, you will now continue on the rest of the pour. All right, so now we're at 30 seconds, and now we are going to pour the rest of the water in here up until we get to 400 grams. And again, the time that we're shooting for is 2 minutes. 2 minutes is what we're going for. So the name of the game here is low and slow with the pour. And this is not my kettle, so I'm probably going to be a little bit off, but we're gonna do our best. There we go. So that's all the water that we're gonna add in there. And now we pretty much just wait until it goes all the way through. All right, so now it's fully extracted. It's gone all the way through. And you can see if you look in the top there, you know, there's no more water going down. So now I'm just gonna throw this out and then we can pour it into our mugs. And here we go. So now we're left with just this. So I always like to swish this around a little bit just so it can mix it, you know, with the stuff that came down in the beginning when you were blooming it up until the last bit that came out. So here we go, mix it up nice and good like that. Yeah, get that swirl action going. And now we're good to start pouring it.
There we go. All right. Check. We've had a long night. I'm going to Vermont in a couple hours.
Yeah, dude.
Jack's watching my little homestead.
Yep.
And the animals.
Yep, all of them.
It'll probably be the last time Jack wants to house it because I'm planning on getting chickens and ducks and stuff.
Yeah. That's my ticket to...
I wonder what that's like. Like house sitting for somebody that has like a bunch of farm animals.
Dude, if you have to go out every morning and like feed and all that, nah.
See,
I'm out.
So like, I kind of have the hookup because like we had Aaron on the podcast. He lives right around the corner and he has chickens. And like, we kind of have like a deal where like, if he went out of town or I went out of town, he went to a wedding in like August or summer. And it was like one night he asked me to like put his chickens away or something. So his wife didn't have to like go run them all down or whatever.
So he did it.
Yeah. So like he and his neighbor's really cool too, Dave, and he would do the same thing. And like,
that's cool.
They would do that for me. So it's cool. It's like even if you were house sitting, I could leave the chicken thing just to Aaron kind of thing. You wouldn't have to worry about him.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
that'd be too much.
Especially for somebody who, like, not that you, like, can figure it out. But it's kind of a unique thing.
It is. I mean, it's a lot to ask.
That's not like, oh, can you feed my dog and let it outside to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
And, like, make sure you let the cat in when it wants to come inside. It's a lot different than, like, hey, can you make sure my turkeys don't get eaten by a fox? And, like, make sure you get the eggs every morning from the chickens and, like, feed them at this, you know, that seems like...
That's a lot. And shout out to that one episode when you told us how much chicks cost. Because that clip was pretty funny.
It was funny. You put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
That was pretty sick. Yeah. That clip, it's funny because, like, we get in, like, a groove, I think, on a lot of episodes. And things just kind of flow. And we don't plan out anything, let's be honest.
Not anymore. We used to.
We plan out a lot of, like the nuance, like, oh, we're going to, like, film this coffee thing, or this is the coffee we're having tonight, or I'll be like, this is, like, the drink I think we should try. We do that, but, like, besides that, we're like, okay, that's, like, it's like having, like, a thesis, like, in an essay, and then just, like, kind of, like, winging it from there. Like, we have, like...
Having a main idea.
Yeah.
And working the stories around.
Yeah, exactly.
Make it... Try to fit.
Yeah. And now I think we just flow. So, like, I don't even pick up on things that I say, like, by having, like, meat birds and turkeys and chickens. And
your special
birds. I'm just, like, going through, like, yeah, this is the plan. This is what I want. Like, I just tried to buy a chicken house today, actually. I might actually get it. So, like, side note, I've been working on building a dog house.
Right.
Because I have, like, a lot of wood left from, like, a project I did a long time ago, and then I used to rent dumpsters, so I used to, like, if I saw a lot back, it was funny because wood used to be way cheaper. But even then, I was like, oh, wood's in there. Like, that's a lot of good wood. I would just, like, stack it up and keep it. So I have, like, a ton of wood, but I don't have enough to build, like, a chicken coop.
Right.
But my dog is outside a lot. She's not an outdoor dog, but she loves being outside. So I'm like, well, you know, I need a place for her to go with the straw, put some straw in there. I'm going to insulate the walls and stuff. But I was like, man, with the cost of lumber, let's just see what Facebook Marketplace has chicken coop wise. Well, this guy in Caledonia has, like, a nice raised chicken coop with, like, a ramp out and everything. And something like it can hold 8 to 10 chickens. And I'm like, oh, like, that's what we want to start with. Maybe that's a better alternative. I feel like it's going to cost me $500 in wood.
Probably, honestly.
To build one.
So yeah.
Well, this one's already built.
Yeah, you might have to just do that.
So that might be something we have to do. So that's what I'm looking into. We'll see. I don't know. Yeah, that's an alternative. That's an option. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. Might be the plan.
Solid.
Yeah. Did your grandpa ever have chickens? He didn't when I've been there.
No, I don't think they ever did.
Or if he... I feel like... Did he when your mom was a kid, or...?
Yeah, like, so they, the house they're in now is, like, on the property where his parents used to be,
mm-hmm.
and they had, like, a whole farm with
a bunch
of stuff, but, yeah, I don't think he ever did, at least, like, chickens specifically. I asked him last time I was over there if they ever had goats and animals like that, he's like, no, I never wanted that.
Yeah, so,
you think I thought you mixed up with New Hampshire?
With New Hampshire, because they're right next to each other, and they're about the same shape, just kind of flipped.
Oh, that's right.
So that's what I thought you were going to say. I was like, yeah, I think most people do.
Yeah, but I also thought that New Hampshire was where, like, Wisconsin was.
What? Okay.
I wish I wasn't admitting this on camera, but it's completely
true. Here's
a
picture of a map. Just so we can see how ridiculous that sounds.
I was like, yeah, dude, like, because when you talk about, like, up north, you're always saying, like, Maine and stuff,
right? Yeah, to get to Maine, you have to drive through Vermont and New Hampshire.
Well, I know that now. As of 5 seconds ago, when Jack said
that. I mean, the thing is, you don't really need to know that. Like, when does that really matter for you? Like,
yeah, like, I've been to Ohio, like, I've just never been that way.
Yeah, I haven't either. Not up that far.
I've been to Vermont. I've been to, like, Adirondacks.
Right.
But I've never been to New Hampshire. Never been to Maine.
Yeah.
I think more of the times than not. Like, I've been to Ohio, driven through Ohio, gone to, like, Tennessee, and driven through a couple states of Tennessee, South Carolina, Florida, Atlantic City, Georgia. I've driven, like, down the East Coast.
What did you just say? What city in Georgia?
Wait, where's Atlantic City?
Not Georgia.
I told somebody the other day, I was like, yeah, I went to Atlantic City, Georgia.
They knew what you meant, because it's Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Atlantic City.
I've been to both.
Is in New Jersey.
I've been there, too. Wow.
Yeah.
I've been telling people that Atlantic City is also in Georgia for a long time.
I mean, it's close enough to Atlanta, like the name Atlantic versus
the people.
I've never been corrected. Yeah, they know what you mean, but
well, yeah, like, yeah, I've been to Atlanta City.
No, that is.
And then other times I've been like, I've been to Atlantic City. I think I've been to both. I don't know. Now I'm not sure which one I went to.
You probably haven't been to either at this point. You were like in Texas, like, yeah, this is Atlanta, right?
Dude, I'm the worst. I literally, I'm so bad.
No, you were in Atlanta because that's where you flew to, I think, when you were going to see.
Oh, right? Yeah, I've been there too, yeah.
Because this cat.
I've been there before too because I flew through there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But when we went on a family trip and we drove, it was freaking far. But I feel like it wasn't Georgia far. You know what I mean?
Where'd you go? Who were you visiting?
Nowhere. We stayed in a resort in Atlantic City.
Oh my goodness. Are you sure it was Atlantic City?
100%.
That's in New Jersey.
We went to some We went to a boardwalk. And there was an ocean.
Yeah,
I caught a starfish.
There's a bunch of like casinos and stuff like that.
I didn't keep the starfish. It stuck to my hand. It was really hard to get off. Which was kind of scary. My cat is freaking obnoxious, bro.
You can't figure out how to get out of the door.
No, he's
it's pretty funny.
He needs to go to special ed.
Yeah, you should take him.
Me and him go to a geography class together.
Yeah.
I should have gotten some kind of course about that. What the flip, dude?
He can't figure out how to open the door to get out of it. But you literally just got done saying he knows how to do that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him go out. But he does this for like 10 minutes before he goes out.
Oh my goodness, dude, this is just... You dumb cat.
He like bulldozes into it, you know?
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm really bad at that. I've been to Myrtle Beach, too.
And where's that? Which state is that in?
I don't know.
Take a wild guess.
South.
You can do it. South. South Virginia. No.
Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina.
Okay, good. There's no South Virginia, right?
Good job. How many
Which
Virginias?
Doesn't make sense to me.
How many Virginias are there?
Two.
Good job.
Which I've never understood. Oh, wait. That makes sense. There's West Virginia and then there's Virginia. Why don't they call it East Virginia?
Yeah, I think because Virginia was the original one.
Oh,
and
so
then West Virginia came after. So they're like, oh, it's just west of Virginia. So we'll just call it West Virginia.
That's really stupid.
I don't know for sure, but that's probably what it was.
Well, East, you know, Virginia is east of West Virginia.
It is.
So East Virginia.
Yeah, but if you say that,
East Virginia.
People are going to look at you like you have three ads. What are you talking about, East
I'll be
Virginia?
Like, I'll be like, yeah, I'm from East Virginia.
Jesus.
I ain't no Yankee.
Yeah.
As soon as you say that, they're like, yeah, dude, the Yankee. Yankee Doodle.
Oh, my goodness. We haven't even gotten to the After Dark episode yet.
Have you been in normal rooms before?
No, I have not. But I have a lot of friends that live there.
Louisiana.
They used to.
That's in Louisiana.
What? It is.
The only reason I remember that is because Hurricane Katrina.
You remember it from Hurricane Katrina. That was a long time ago.
I relate terrible things to places.
Wow.
9/11 happened in New York City.
Good job.
The fall of Rome happened in Rome.
Oh, really? I didn't know that one. Nice. Nice.
The War of 1812 happened in Washington, D.C.
And for you guys watching this episode, this is actually the fourth segment included in this is Geography Lessons with Will.
Which is terrible. Honestly, dude, if I retire, like, I always was like, never thought about being a teacher, but I was always like, if I was a teacher, it'd be history or tech. Because those, like, I did great at history. But I was always like, man, like, if I ever did that, I'd have to be, like, super upfront with my kids. Be like, I'm terrible at geography. Like, yeah. I guarantee you, if you get a little bit of effort in, you're going to be better than me. I think part of it was, too, like, the era we grew up in.
Yeah.
It's not like one of my grandparents. Like, my grandpa, he still pulls out a map and, like, even though he has an iPhone.
Yeah.
Even though he has an iPhone, he's still, like, we were in Virginia and he, like, routed our whole route back, right? Take this route and blah.
Yeah, my grandparents do that too.
Like, dude, you have an iPhone and you're still pumping it into Google
Maps. It's easier on the map.
He's like, he has a magnifying glass or something. Like, bro. He's like, I think we're going to stop here and here. I'm like, I'm going to stop wherever I want to eat, you know? Like,
right.
So different, you know? I'll be like, Google, add stop for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Done.
It's wild. Like, our generation and anybody like our age, it's.
I don't know.
Totally different now. Like, technology is.
So I say I'm super self-reliant because I can do, like, a lot, like, without technology.
Oh, dude, I'd be screwed.
But if everything hits the fan, dude, I would stay still. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Now without GMAPs, you know what I'm saying?
GMAPs. Yeah, I mean, luckily for us, like, you know, like, once you grow up in an area, I mean, you know the basics. You know where the grocery stores are at. The places you need to know.
I can get most places, like, that are 4 hours away. You know, like, I can get to Camp.
Yeah.
I know how to get to Ohio. I know how to get to New York City. Like, from Rochester.
Now he knows how to get to Vermont.
Tomorrow. Or today.
That'd be hilarious if you, like, end up in Ohio somehow and you're like...
Dude, it's a good thing I said something to Nikki, bro.
What?
I was like, yeah. That's why this all came up.
Oh, you said,
like,
that?
I was like, man, like, you know, and she was like, yeah, like, it's going to be a long drive, you know, because we're taking the truck now and stuff. I'm like, yeah, you know, Sam, like, I just drove through Ohio on Monday. She's like, what? I'm like, I just drove there on Monday. I'm like, I was just there. She's like, we're going to Vermont. I'm like, I know. You have to drive through Ohio to get there. Unbelievable, bro. As soon as I said it, I was like, I am such a moron.
That is pretty funny.
Yeah, dude.
But again, like, you don't really necessarily need to know how to get to Vermont. How often are you really going to... Are you ever going to go there again? Let's be honest.
I don't know, dude.
Probably not.
My buddy was like, once you get up here, dude, you don't want to move here. He's like, it's better than New York. I'm like, oh, bro. Dude, Bernie Sanders is from Vermont. He's like, it's better than New York. I don't know about that.
Will's favorite politician.
That's like being like, Australia is better than Germany. It's like, it's the same thing.
What? Australia and Germany?
I mean, yeah, it might also be the same thing now.
Why is that?
Show me your papers, please.
Every time I do this, we definitely just cut.
No, don't do that. This is beautiful.
It is beautiful. Hey, man, we're enjoying the Christmas.
I think this is pretty sick. We've never done anything like this.
No, this is a, yeah.
It's probably
last year we did the holiday gift guide, and it did really good, actually. We got a lot of views on it.
Well, I was going to actually do, like, kind of, I was thinking about asking you, like, what your top five, like, things to recommend would be this year, just, like, at random.
Yeah, and, you know, I kind of talked it over while I was making the coffee part, so you guys already saw, like, the gear that I was using. But, dude, I've been using the same gear for over a year now, and it works great. And I actually recommended Onesipresso.
Almost 2 years now.
It's been a while. Yeah, but I recommended the Onesipresso to Chris. And, well, of course, you had to get the bigger one, the more expensive one,
Chris.
Of course, Chris. But as far as I know, he still loves using it.
Yeah.
These things are solid. So, again, I will link this in the video. Love this.
He's coming to town for all of Christmas.
Is he?
We might have to get together and see if we can do another interview with him.
Yeah.
While he's in town.
We should.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Ask him. Yeah, because it's been a long time since I've
seen him. Yeah, and we didn't get a video of one of him last time.
Right.
That'd be sick.
I'm curious to know because we kind of like, he was new to it all. And then we had him on the podcast, and I was kind of helping him. I was explaining how you do things. And I'm curious now where he's at, like, because it's been a while.
And he changes things all the time. He's like an experimenter, you know, like where he's like, he gets bored of the way he does stuff.
Right. So I'm curious what he's using now. Like, at this point, how has his.
I know he just like got stuff from Onyx. He still orders a lot from Onyx.
Does he?
And it's like the only place. He gets some coffee locally at some like grocery. There's like one that's local that he likes.
There's a lot of those down south.
Yeah. It's like in his grocery store.
That's cool.
So, in the grocery store, there's a roastery and, like, a place you can buy beer and drink it while you
shop. Oh, I think you told me about that, yeah.
We tried one of their coffees on the podcast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Apparently, yeah.
Pretty unique.
Cigars are way cheaper down there.
Oh, yeah. Most things are.
It's like the Judge. The cigar we had on the podcast, the first cigars and coffee.
Yep.
That was, like, $23 here. It was, like, 12 in South Carolina.
Dang.
I'm like, bro, I'd smoke this thing all the time.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that. Yeah. Which we do have to do another cigars and coffee. Because it's been a while and you have a lot of cigars.
I was trying to fit one in tonight, but I'm like, jeez.
I mean, we could, but yeah, that would
it's
be a
been
long
crazy night. It's been a crazy night.
Yeah, it has, actually.
I don't know if they want us to say anything, but Beck and Isaac totally demolished the car.
Well, the cat's out of the bag. So.
They were going over a hill, and it wiped out a deer. Just everybody's okay.
Good.
But as a side note, it's pretty funny. I was talking to Jack after getting off phone with Isaac, and I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to take my car now. And Jack's like, or my truck. And Jack's like, why did I have to take your truck? And I'm like, oh, dude, they hit the deer in Vermont. It's like, oh shoot.
It was like, I gotta go to Ohio with it.
Yeah, dude, that's when I thought I was going to Ohio. 100%.
Yeah.
Apparently the drive to Vermont's like 5 to 6 hours.
It's pretty far, dude, yeah.
I'm excited, bro. I'm excited.
Well, yeah, you're excited because you get to drive your truck.
Yeah. I wonder how many miles it is.
I don't know. We actually have a branch in Vermont.
Jan Travis's?
So we're the largest.
Is that new?
No. It's newer, but we've had it for the last couple of years. But we're the largest commercial cleaning company in upstate New York.
Yeah.
And now we've expanded into Vermont. That's the first state that we're in that's not New York.
Oh, cool.
So we're growing really fast at a very rapid pace, and we're trying to, you know, move all over the place. So we're taking over.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah.
That's sick. I love it.
Yeah, Vermont's cool though, man. There's some good stuff on there.
Will you be able to go up there on like a work trip or something?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. That's where all our fun accounts are. That's where Ben and Jerry's is that we do. There's Cabot Cheese that we do up there.
That's cool.
Keurig Coffee we do up
really?
There. Yeah, so that's where all our fun accounts are.
That's
Keurig
cool.
Coffee and them. So, yeah. But yeah, I guess this
how
is.
How do you want to transition to the next segment?
We're just gonna. Oh, we gotta do our.
Because I'm looking forward to my scotch.
So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do the snap thing again, on the count of three, and then you guys will see us on the couch. Ready? 1, 2, 3, and we're back. Just like that.
We just finished Lochaven 16, the greatest scotch ever made. It's an expensive bottle, but I think I've had it. Okay. How old am I?
25.
When did COVID start?
End of 2019, right?
It's crazy windy out.
It is.
I
mean, we didn't get locked down until March of 2020.
And what year is today?
What year is today? It's 2021.
2021. Okay.
December 15th.
Okay, so, like, I've had this for a year and a half. Almost 2 years. I'm really close to 2 years with this. And we just finished it.
Right.
The point being that bottle's, like, $90, I think. Like, exactly is what I paid. It was, like, $93 or something. I don't remember actually anymore, but somewhere in there. I've seen it fluctuate anywhere from like 80 to 120, kind of depending on time and like things like that. But it's an expensive bottle. But I was just telling Jack, like, you spend $25 on a bag of coffee every couple weeks.
Yeah, I spend $38 once a month.
Exactly.
Every month. So that's way
so
more.
So three than I within 3 months, you're at a bottle of scotch, like a nice, a really nice bottle of scotch.
But again, I drink coffee every morning. You wouldn't drink this every day.
Never. So there are different things for different occasions.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
And we're celebrating because Christmas and the job experiment.
That's right.
So
another season, another year coming to an end.
Yeah.
Like, this is gonna wrap up season three, right?
I haven't decided yet, but it
like,
might.
It's going to be like near the end.
Definitely towards the end, yeah. It's definitely, I mean, it's the end of the year, so this is our big holiday special. So I might as well. And there was nothing like Lagavulin. A campfire in your mouth.
100%. It's a cigar without the cigar.
Yeah. Is that what they say about this?
I've heard like some whiskey. There's two whiskey guys that I listen to. They're like buddies. I think their YouTube channel is called Whiskey Tribe. And they're kind of funny. Like, they kind of like are pretty humorous guys.
Humorous.
And
I find that very humorous.
Yeah. That's a nod to somebody, if they ever listen.
You know who you are.
Yeah, 100%. There's only 1% on the planet that uses that word. Anyways, yeah, so they're just, like, funny dudes. They're a good duo, but they, like, honestly, dude, they have a pretty similar vibe to us when it comes to coffee, but they talk about scotch and just whiskey.
Right.
And it's cool. I think they own their own whiskey shop, like, their own liquor store.
Hmm.
And then they do a ton of videos, which I'm sure helps their whiskey store a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like that guy who I watch Cigars Daily.
Right.
Like, he does cigar reviews like 3 a week. He does a live stream every Sunday. He also owns an online cigar store. Well, it's great because, like, oh, he just reviewed this cigar. Oh, happened to be on sale on his website.
Yeah.
And it's great marketing. I mean, it is. It's kind of cool to see how marketing's kind of changed. It's like T-Rex arms, right? Like, look at Lucas, and he's like, does a live stream on Twitch, and he's like playing Call of Duty, and he's like, you know what, like, we just released this plate carrier today. And
all right, so obviously we lost the recording, something happened, so we're now finishing this off with the phone.
Yeah, hopefully it's all good.
Yeah, but yeah, hopefully this wasn't too sporadic. We talked about a lot of different things. Pretty long episode.
We have no idea what's going on. It's super late.
It's pretty late. Will's been up pretty much at this point, almost 24 hours.
Yeah, I've had a lot of that this week.
Yeah. So you're exhausted to begin with. But it sucks because this is the first time we've been able to record in a long time.
Yeah, between like COVID and work, it's been crazy.
Yeah. Oh, we forgot to mention that, but Will actually got COVID.
Oh, we did an episode, though, like, where I had COVID.
Oh, yeah, you're
Zoom,
right, we did.
So, like,
forgot about that.
But then,
that set us back, and then other things happened, and
it's been crazy.
Yeah, so it just feels good to be back doing this. You know, it's just always a fun time, even if we are tired.
And I've been traveling for work. We have a job in Ohio we've been going to, so, like, I think for the next, like, couple months, I might be going, like, once to... I'll probably be going, I bet, like, 2-3 times a month.
Nice.
But it's great because it's like big payday. We also just picked up a job like in Warsaw, which is
a lot closer,
which is an airport.
Oh,
and it's rate work.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently this kid that makes like minimum wage for us, he's a laborer, he doesn't know anything. He was like, yeah, so like I guess guys like me make like 48 an hour there. I was like, so what do I make? I was like, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. And
that customer must be paying a lot of money.
Well, it's just kind of how... So how it works with rate work is, like, the company... Like, my company's told this is a rate job because it's, like, federal funding. Because it's an airport.
So, like, when they bid the job, they bid it with all their new pay in mind, the rate pay in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my company makes that money, and then they have to pay out the rate work. So I think they bid it for even more than the rate work is to make up for, like, gaps in the bid, right? So
gotcha.
It's good for my company. It's good for everybody. It's kind of a win-win for everybody.
Right. But, yeah, so you're all over the place. You're in Ohio 1 week.
We're on a big job in Buffalo. I guess they've been on it for, like, a couple of years. We're going back there to do a sewer line in the middle of a main road. 20 feet underground.
Dang, that's
and
wild.
All the other utilities are underground. So we have to dig around them.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be in January.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
But it's gonna be a lot of hours, and
that's a long day though, just because of the added driving. I mean, Buffalo's not that far.
No, and this job's I think it's 48 minutes from my house. I've been to it a couple times. It's not terrible.
That's good.
The key, I've kind of, like, you work out systems, right, with a job and stuff. And, like, the key for me is, for a job like that, is, like, taking, like, a different, like, an extra t-shirt, taking different pants even. So, like, if you get super muddy, you can change before you leave.
Right, because you never know. And you know, like, the idea of what's going to happen, but the weather, if the weather's bad, you're going to run through a lot.
Like, the other day, I had to climb into it was probably 2 to 3 feet deep of water.
Oof.
And it was super snowy and rainy. It was windy.
It's awful.
And I went out there in my coveralls and my muck boots on. And I still got soaked and, like, was super miserable.
Sucks.
And, But, like, the key is, like, I take my Crocs with me. So, like, I take my work boots off at the end of the day, and I can drive home in Crocs because of the long drives. Like, just that little added comfort adds a lot.
Smart.
It helps you a lot.
That's like you when you told the story about you and your porta potty adventures. When you take your little bag.
Yeah,
you gotta have
your system.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys, you realize, like, all the older guys have systems. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Like,
you have to keep your sanity.
Yeah, like, we went to Ohio, and, like, all of us are pretty experienced, and, you know, guys brought, like, you know, like, sweatpants to wear on the way home from Ohio. Like, they're like, we're changing out the job. Some guys, like, wore slippers on the way home, Crocs, whatever. You know, like, just, like, everybody's, like, getting comfy. We're like, it's a 5-hour drive. We drove here at 3 this morning. We worked all day, and now we're driving back, and we all have work tomorrow. So
that was, like, a long day.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, I got home at 10, 11 o'clock. Went to bed and then got up again for another job. You know?
Yeah.
Luckily, it was a culture job, but.
Yeah. So, long story short, that's why we've been so
busy
and sporadic with our episodes. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what we do for the rest of the year. Not 100% sure.
I'm leaving for Vermont in a couple hours, which I mentioned.
Yep.
Got to take the truck because I got to tow back in Isaac's car back from Vermont. That'd be a cool story to tell, I'm sure.
That's a long way to tow a car.
Yeah.
Your truck can handle it, obviously. It's a beast.
I'm stoked.
Yeah, you love stuff like that. Most people would maybe nervous about it.
I told Nikki in the room before I came out here to do the coffee part. And I was like, man. I was like, I have such a freaking hero complex.
That's why you love plowing so much. You want to find somebody in a ditch that you can pull out.
Yeah, like, Isaac's like, yeah, dude, there's a windstorm here. You know, I hit a deer tonight. Cars, like, might be totaled. And then you got, like, snowstorms coming on Saturday. And I'm like, yeah, dude. I'm like, okay, I'm going to pack the chainsaw, the car jack. I'm going to freaking haul a car back in a snowstorm after a wedding in Vermont. I'm like, dude, this is sick. This is just, to me, it's just like, I'm building a story here, you know? It's like, everything's about building that story. The problem
is what it is for you.
Yeah,
for sure.
100%. The problem is, I've gotten so far with stories that it's like, I'm like always waiting for the next better one.
Like, always trying to outdo yourself and make it more extreme this time, do something crazy.
Yeah, even like, I think sometimes I even add added risk that's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, I've done this before, but what if I did it with this?
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Make it interesting.
Yeah. I definitely, I feel like I have a tendency to do that.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. We've all experienced that. Am I right?
But I also think there's times where now I can stop myself from doing that because I'm like, oh, I've been down the road before. Like, I would rather just stay warm in my truck. Don't do that. That's stupid. There's definitely,
yeah, because like, you matured in some
I've
ways,
definitely balanced out a lot in comparison. Like, I'm like, well, you know, that's a $1,000 mistake.
Right. Whereas back when you had the silver Ford, it was like, yeah, let's run it.
I'm like, $1,000, who cares?
Blowing through all your axles and whatever.
I know, my dad said to me, after I kind of like, when I got my other truck, I was like, man, I was so stupid with the first truck. And my dad was, he's like, man, did you ever think about just like buying a couple four wheelers? Like, you spent so much like fixing your truck up because you were off roading it. What if you just like permanently had ramps?
Yeah.
And just kept a four wheeler in the bed of your truck.
Then you can off road whenever you want.
I'm like, yeah, I 100% would have been better off doing that.
Yeah.
I probably spent between 10 and 15 grand. Actually, no.
Wow.
More, probably.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, like, the one motor I did was $3,500. Then head gaskets. Then all the other crap. It was probably 10 to 15. That's fair. Not including tires and brakes. 10 to 15. Grand.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And that was only over, like, 3 years.
Yeah. Well, you live and you learn, though. That's the thing. But now, at this point, you can look back.
That's a lot of nice four-wheelers, though. I could have bought, like, a Can-Am.
But, I mean, you never you never would have learned those lessons if you had bought one of those things.
Right.
You could be where you are now and now doing that stuff, off-roading, ruining your truck, and wasting all this money.
Well, it's funny because, like, I had to do that.
That's what I mean. Like, because you had to learn that lesson.
Do you know how many older guys I had in my life being like, dude, I did that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you did it? Like, you must not have done it right. Like,
right. I'm going to do it better.
Let me show you how to do that. Stupid.
Hero complex. I'm going to be the one to not have that happen.
Though. I ain't going to have that problem, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like Stacy Botter, and, you know, John Palmer, and just like a lot of guys were just like, bro, don't do that.
Take it from us.
Go buy yourself a four wheeler and a snowmobile, bro. You got everything covered, like, and just transport with a truck. I'm like, no, dude. The truck can do everything. This is so dumb.
Which you can do, but you'd have to really build it into that. You have to build, like, a tank that can handle all those.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, I just didn't even know, like, I don't think back then I knew, like, oh, I can buy all this, like, I don't think I really comprehended the fact that I could get, like, really good aftermarket suspension.
Right.
I don't think I really, like, I think I was like, oh, yeah, some guys, like, do that. But I don't think I comprehended, like, that was, like, attainable. It's like, oh, if I had spent $800 on a really good suspension system.
Right. Probably wouldn't run into half of those problems.
Right. Or, like, just, you know, oh, if I switched to synthetic oil, probably would have been way better for my motor.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Stuff I just do now, naturally, because I'm like.
Because you've been in those positions. Because
I've blown up a lot of equipment. I'm like, oh, man, I got to take care of this.
Yeah. That's how it is.
But you got to take care of it so, like, if you need to treat it like crap, you can.
Yeah, 100%.
Because, like, they are tools. And, like, the bottom line is, like, if you're in a bad storm and you got to use the freaking truck to do what you need to do, do it.
Yeah, you got to.
But, you want your four-wheel drive to work then. You don't want it to not work then because you broke it because you drove through a cornfield.
Right, doing something stupid.
Yeah.
Like, exactly.
You got to play the game.
Yep. Definitely.
But, yeah. I don't know where we're going with that. But that's kind of where we're at.
That's where
we're at. Merry Christmas. I hope everybody has a great holiday. Thanks for supporting us. You know, maybe you got merch for your family. That'd be cool. Probably not, but you know.
Probably not.
We have some cool merch.
And even if you haven't, you know, just listening to our podcast helps us out. You know, the more views we get, the
more
listens.
Leave a comment, subscribe.
And comment. It all helps us.
A like, a share, a review.
Yeah, it all
helps. Those things are a blessing. Thank you.
It is. Thank you.
Maybe one day we can do this every day.
That would be fantastic.
This is all we will do. We will, like, destroy every morning show known to man.
We can make it happen.
How sick would that be?
Yeah.
We could have a show called, like, 6 a.m. Sketch with Will and Jack.
6 a.m.? Yeah, it's almost 6 a.m. at this point. It's pretty late, so.
I have no idea what time it is.
Yeah, we're going to wrap this one up. Thank you guys for listening. It's been another episode of The Job Experiment.
Oh, thank you for support.
And to throw that in there.